Blog Talk Radio.
Morning to your motivational Mondays with your sexy host Emma E2K. This morning I think I feel like I'm yelling a little extra for some reason. I don't know, yesterday kind of like my ears tapado or something, I don't know. Anyway, the show must go on. Good morning everyone, it's another blessed Monday. I'm here to be able to either play some great music, inspire you, say some words that may elevate you, and words that you can grab onto today, Monday, so it can last you the whole entire week. If you tuned in through whichever way, whether it be the link on my Facebook pages or the Instagram or however it is that it's blasted out there, you can also call in 347-826-7722, and you can listen via phone. Not necessarily because you call means that you need to speak. You can just call. Some people are at work, and maybe they want to put their headphones and still listen to the show. You can do that, again, calling in. If I do go to the phone lines, you just don't say nothing, and I keep you on the line. It's that simple. So, good morning, good morning, good morning. The month of April it stands for a lot of things, especially for autism awareness. So if you know anyone that suffers from autism, You know, this is the time to be able to, I mean, you should do it all the time, but I'm just saying, in the month of April especially, it's the time to throw it up on your Facebook, on your Instagram, or on your social networks. So just go visit that person or see how they're doing, or see, you know, what can you do, whether you can do a walk or a bake sale or something for the cause to be able to raise money for autism awareness. So shout out to all those that I personally always, you know, stand behind that have autism, that are in my family, my friends, you know, it's a lot of people that are affected with autism. Today is also 420, and that's a big meaning to a lot of people, especially the ones that be with the hashish. I don't hashish, so if 420 is just 420 for me. But, you know, nevertheless, those that are celebrating, happy 420 to you guys. Tomorrow I have to, I went and I did a mammogram, right? Yeah, the fellas are like, oh God. Well, you know, fellas, have your women check their tatas, you know what I'm saying? It's never too late or too early to check. So you like to be feeling on the tatas? Well, you got to know that the tatas are safe and good for you to be feeling on them. Ladies, you know, please go get your mammograms done, man. Get them done. I went and I got mine done, like more than 2 weeks ago, and I got the call back. And I was panicking. Yeah, the first thing they told me is don't panic. So why are you calling me back? You know, I'm going to panic. Anyway, so I panicked, of course. But in speaking to other ladies that have gone through it and all that, almost everyone gets a call back. Almost every lady that gets a mammogram done gets a call back for whatever reason. I mean, it's better for them to be safe. So tomorrow I'm going back for an ultrasound. So keep me in your prayers. God got this. So I already know, you know, there's nothing to it, just a regular check. But you know what? I'd rather know the name of my enemy. You know, because that's the only way you can fight your enemy, by knowing the name of your enemy. So if whatever it is and whatever I have to deal with and whatever has to come my way, then I'll gladly do it because, you know, I know God is not going to let me go through it alone. So, you know, with that being said, yesterday, day before yesterday, I had got notified of a little boy that had autism that was lost in PA. And I'm telling you, look, the power of the internet is incredible. I mean, it's like a sword, a double-edged sword, because, you know, the internet brings crazy stuff and crazy people, but at the same time, it unites a lot of people of prayer. And the power of the internet and praying for this little boy, he was found yesterday. Yes, amen. He was found. Everybody was sharing. And through that share, you know, people were aware. And when you have, you know, that type of connection with certain people, the people of prayer, the good people, the people that live the positive life, you know, prayer changes things. And he was found and he was reunited with his family. And so we're so blessed for that. You know, we always wish and hope that every case ends this way. Unfortunately, it doesn't. But we're so glad that you know, justice got home. So, you know, amen to that. I want to give a big shout out to Selfmade 172, who brought that to my attention, and I was able to share with you know, through my network. And you know, so it's always good, man. It's always good to, you got to support those that support you in whichever capacity, not only business, but personal. You know, and a lot of people, you know, talk a lot of stuff about, oh, everybody puts everything on the internet, you know, on their Facebook, on the Instagram. Yeah, you know, some of it can be OD, but other stuff, you know, helps out other people. Believe it or not, you know, you post certain things and people can relate to it, and maybe they didn't feel like, or didn't dare, you know, post what they were feeling, but they read your stuff and they can, you know, they can see themselves, they can hear themselves in whatever you posted. So not all the time being on a social media is a bad thing. I mean, again, it's for whatever you use it. A car, you use it to get you back and forth to places, but a car can also be a deadly weapon because it can kill someone. So it all depends on how you use stuff, you know. But the power of the internet is incredible, and I'm glad that I'm able to use it for good. I mean, that's all I use it for, to be able to get in contact with friends and family, and, you know, and network. Let me give a shout out to all those that reposted what I have posted about the show today. So big shout out to Best Graphic New York. Big shout out to Mahogany Red, aka Rizzy All Fits Red, and Love Buzz Janice. I mean, you know, I'm reading out your Facebook pages. So if that's not your real name, that's the shout out you're getting. Otherwise, inbox me and you know, let me know if you want me to shout out you by name. Because I'm only shouting out whatever, you know, your name on the gram and your name on the Facebook. Big shout out to Big Will Promotes, and big shout out to my twin sis, Royal Harris. And, you know, they're on deck. I'm going to go to my phone lines real quick before I go into more music. Again, let me let you know about the rules. When I go to the phone lines, if you called only to listen to the show, it's cool. It's all good. Don't hang up when I open up your lines. Just don't say nothing. I'll keep you on hold and you continue to listen to the show. Do not hang up. A lot of people hang up because they don't want to speak. I don't force nobody to speak. You speak if you want to. You want to say good morning. If you just want to hear to the show, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. So I'm going to my phone lines, okay? 302-302. Good morning, y'all. We're Emma E2K.
Good morning, Emma. This is Bernie J from Philadelphia. No Conduct Radio. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Philly repping. Bernie,
yeah.
Philly repping.
Yes, I am. But how you been?
I'm fabulous. Even when I'm not, I always tell people I'm fabulous. You know, it's a mind state.
That's how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to stay positive, you know, no stress. And negativity doesn't get you nowhere but down. And depressed, so,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Spreading good vibes this morning, and I'm, you know, wishing you the best, and yeah, just, you know, I rep your show, or even my show, No Conduct Radio Show, you know, on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock to 7:30, yeah, but I always listen to
absolutely.
You, so, you know how it is, Emma.
Thank you, I appreciate it, you know, we got to support those that support us, you know what I mean, so.
Yes, we do. And like you
absolutely.
Said,
but what are you into this morning? What are you doing
oh,
this morning?
Oh, it's a rainy day in Philadelphia. It's rainy. So actually, I'm basically, you know, taking it easy, you know, doing the laundry, relaxing, just trying to get the show together for tomorrow night, and that's about it. And listening to your show this morning, so.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll definitely be tuning into yours tomorrow, you know?
All right.
Again, I speak highly about that, which is we have to support all those that support us, man. People forget sometimes.
Yes, we do. So you have a great day, and I'm still listening to the show. And God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you. So you're back on hold, Bernie. I appreciate you. Shout out to all those that are tuning in, whether it be through the website, whether it be through lushradioonline.com. You can also listen through emmae2k.com. You can listen through your phones. You can call in and listen. There's many ways to be able to listen to the show. You can also click on the link that I have on my Facebook pages, and it leads you right here, right where we at. So being that I have a Bernie on the line that's repping Philly, you know, it's only proper then that I throw out a Philly artist for my next song. So, Bernie, this goes out to you and everybody in Philly, man. Shout out to my Philly family. I got a big Philly family.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo, ¿comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
shout out to Jill Scott. You know, I had to play a Philly artist because I had, you know, my people from Philly is on the check-in. So I definitely had to play some of that. I love me some Jill Scott, man. I'm telling you, I just love some Jill Scott. So I'm going to play, read an insert from the book The Secret, which you guys always ask me to read, and I enjoy actually reading them. So here goes. You are diligent in keeping your car full of fuel. Are you as diligent in keeping yourself full with good thoughts and good feelings? You can only go in the direction you want in your life when you have the right fuel and enough of it. I'm telling you. Sometimes, you know, you guys like me to read that stuff to you, but sometimes I'd be thinking it'd be speaking to me. You know, and that's just my whole point. You know, you always have to, you know, people say, okay, I live a positive life and I think positive, and then something bad happens, and right away they like, you know, they're throwing all the F-bombs all over the place. See, living a positive life is when you go through like the worst of the worst of the worst, is still having that uplifting and that positive attitude in the midst of it all, in the midst of, you know, the craziness and the midst of everything, is to control your mind, your body, and your soul and still continue to think and be positive. It's not easy, and it's not for everybody. Not everybody can do this. This is a walk that you walk through for years before you're able to really tap into that. But in the process of that, surround yourself around positive people and positive things and a positive environment. And sometimes that means leaving certain friends behind. Sometimes that means getting up and packing up and moving to another state, another country, or just another block, you know, another area. It could be as simple or it could be as extreme as you need it to be. But, you know, it all comes down on you. If you know a certain person is negative, you know a certain person just brings bad vibes, if you know that certain person triggers you when you're around them, why do that to yourself? You know, why do that? I mean, come on. You have the power within you to create your own circle. I'm going to go into my phone lines. And again, I got to keep repeating it because I don't like when people hang up and then they miss the show. So when I go and I open up your phone lines, if you don't want to speak, it's cool. You can just continue to listen to the show. But if you want to speak, it's your time when I open up your lines. If not, I will not disconnect you. You will continue to listen to the show, and I'll keep talking. Listen, hello, people. I need you to be listening because, you know, a homegirl like me don't need to be talking in the air, okay? So I'm going back to my phone lines. 305, good morning. Y'all, where am I? E2K.
Good morning, Emma. How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous, like I say. Even when I'm not, I am. Who's this?
This is Yvette. How are you this morning?
How are
Yvette,
you, my
How
lovely
you?
Sister?
I'm doing pretty
you?
Good this morning. I'm doing
awesome,
well. It's kind of funny that you mentioned that excerpt from the book The Secret, because yesterday the preacher was talking about that.
Look
in
at that.
He talks about how sometimes God closes certain doors for a reason, and sometimes you have to close certain doors for other doors to open. So whether it be sometimes cutting off, you know, certain friends that are not good for you, whether it be walking out of a job that is not right for you, even leaving a home, there's just signs. People wonder, why are things happening to me? Why are things happening to me? God knows what he's doing. It's his plan, you know. There's certain things that are being done a certain way for a reason, and you just got to have faith, and sometimes you have to walk away in order to get something even better.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I believe on that wholeheartedly. I believe on, you know, that's kind of how I live my life. You know, I guide myself that way. When I'm in a certain setting, a place, a people, let me tell you, family or friends, because not only friends and not only neighbors, not only people you meet, but family too can do it to you. So, you know, and it doesn't mean that they're bad or whatever. It just means that you're in another level, that you're just in your own journey. And while you're in this certain journey, this positive journey or this journey for, you know, searching for yourself or whatever it may be, because for different people it's different things. But while you're going through that, you need to go through it through people with people that understand, that support you in what you're doing. You know, you don't need people that are going to bring you down or be negative about it or help you procrastinate, you know. So it's all about just creating that environment for yourself, for your mental. I mean, listen, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of my friends that will call me and be like, oh, I'm going through this, you know, I'm going through this. I'm like, so why don't you do this a little differently and see how things work? And usually when they start changing, and I don't mean change, funny change. I mean, you know, changing environment, changing scenery, changing even your phone number. Sometimes you need to change, you know, so people just can't contact you so directly. Change starts within. Once you change, everyone else around you will have no choice but to change. Because if all you're into is positive things and the people around you are negative, guess what? They're going to eventually walk away because they're not going to be into what you're into, which is positive things. So, yeah. So it's just, the change starts with you because we can't change other people. We can only concentrate on us, what we can do for ourselves.
It's a very fearful thing because most of us are creatures of habit, and no one wants to be, you know, no one likes change. I mean, I go back to my mom's and her neighborhood, and I have friends who have been there for 40 years and are okay with everything that they have. Like, they're just afraid to take that risk, you know. And sometimes you got to do it, and you feel like you're giving up a lot. You know, because, you know, I left a career that was paying me three times as much. I left, you know, friends that I loved. I left my family. But sometimes you have to do, you have to listen to the signs that are being given to you, and you have to do what's best for you. And you got to close that door because there's going to be other doors open. There's going to be other doors open.
See, I think that's the fear. The fear is that people don't walk in faith. They don't have too much faith in good things happening in their lives. So they stay, you know, where they're comfortable. They stay where they where they're familiar, and not all the time. That's a good thing, you know. And there's people that grow up, get raised, do everything in that one particular area, neighborhood, block, you know, whatever, and they die there, and that's all they do there, you know. And you know, it's unfortunate, but it's the way, I guess, God deemed for them. You know, everybody has a different mission and a different purpose in life, and people got to really go out, step out your box and search for that. It ain't going to just come in your lap like, oh, here, this is what you're meant to do for, you know, for your life. You have to go out there and search it, and if you really want to know what you're deemed to do, then you have to go out and look. And if you don't, then, you know, it's just one of our losses, but... I mean, that's the way it is, you know?
You'll never know how strong you are until you test your strength. So,
yes.
I mean, like I said, I've met people that have done the impossible.
Or till it's tested. Because sometimes you don't necessarily have to go out and test it, but you will be put in a position or a situation where it will be tested. And then and there you will know that strength, you know? A lot of people be like, oh, I can never... you know, do this or do that. And then they go through the extreme and they're like, wow, like, how did I get through that? You know, how did I get through that? Well, you know, because if it wasn't tested, then you would not know the strength. And people are strong, more stronger than they give themselves credit for, unfortunately. But, you know, it takes for you to be around certain people to sometimes bring that out in you, to let you know, to remind you, you know, sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget how strong we are, how resilient we are, into someone, you know, kind of puts a mirror in front of us and like, listen, remember this when you went through this, or you can do it. I believe in you. It takes one person that you feel or you know believes in you, man, and that's like spinach, you know, like Popeye eating spinach. And you're ready to rock and roll. Listen, I got something for you to amp you up this morning. Not only for you, but I thought about Sean. Big shout out to Sean and D. When you hear this song, you're totally gonna laugh because you're gonna know what I'm talking about.
No.
So big shout out to Sean and to you. This is just to amp you up, to get you up and going, because I know you're working. So this is just to bring you just a little more perk to the work. All right.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Love you.
I love you too. Oh my God.
Your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Cuba, Cabana. Sipping killer fish, got my black yoga pants on. Me and Brittany, we've been down in Atlanta. Sweating in the club, call me Dirty Diana. Flexing like a yogi, drop it down with your hands up. Do a headstand, spin it back, put your legs up. I ain't got no worries, I'm my own private
Sean. Big shout out to you guys, man. You know, I always have fun every time we're able to get together. Big shout out to all those that are still on deck and those that are reposting the show so other people could tune in. I appreciate you always. So big shout out to Goya. Big shout out to Melody. Big shout out to Joe Suma. You, Joe Suma, in the building. And big shout out to everybody that's on deck, that's listening. Remember that this show is also archived. So if you missed the show, or if you know someone that missed the show, you can be able to then send them the link and they can be able to enjoy it during the day, tomorrow, or week until I do the next show. So a lot of people like to hear it because of the music that I play, some of the playlists, some of the words that they hear, or some of the stuff that they hear other people saying when they call in. I'm going to go into my phone lines. Again, rules for the phone line. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to, but I do have to, you know, I see you on there, so I'm going to see if you want to speak or say something or good morning. If you don't, just stay quiet. I will not remove you. You will continue just to stay on hold and listen to the show. It's all good, all right? I'm going on my phone lines, 917. Good morning, y'all, with Emma E2K. 917-659. Good morning. Good morning. Who's this?
Weepa.
The Weepa Man. Big shout out to PR. Flags up. Salute.
Good morning, baby. I'm just getting up right now.
I see. I hear you stretching. I hear you stretching.
Yeah, I had to do a little stretch, you know, and scream Weepa was popping.
A morning yawning. You did a stretch and a morning yawning.
Morning yawning. So you back, huh?
I'm back, man. I'm back.
Okay,
I
cool. So stay off of Facebook now.
I'm afraid I can't do that. The two go together.
Oh my God, we gotta limit you. You get 5 posts a day. That's it.
Yeah, but you can do 20. I can do 5 to your 20.
I know, right? It's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Exactly. So all I say is support those that support you. If I could click 20 times or 30 times every time they just do it to me. That's it. And we good.
Oh,
you click like,
God.
I click like, we like.
Click. So what's up? What's going on?
Oh, man, so much stuff.
You have a topic for the day or you just freestyling?
Well, I'm kind of freestyling. The only thing that I keep coming back to is the power of the internet. I was talking earlier when I first started the show about the April is Autism Awareness Month, and today is 420 for those that celebrate it.
Oh my God!
Right, those that celebrate it. So and there was the other day, they brought it to my attention of a little boy, autism boy, that was lost in PA. But thank God, through the power of the internet, he
found
him,
right?
Yes, amen. He was found, and he's back with his family, and that's an awesome thing. And we wish all the cases ended that way. Unfortunately, they don't. But the power of the internet is like a sword. It's like a double-edged sword because it could bring negative stuff, but it can also reach people from all around the world globally where people can, give out that world prayer and make things happen because, prayer changes things. So through the power of the internet, we're able to connect in positive ways. Like we are in negative, but I'm speaking on the positive and just, I'm sometimes amazed and floored about the power of the internet, the way when things go viral and we make really good things happen.
The internet is just something that, since MySpace days, like, I was able to promote my artists at the time, like, just, it just evened the scale a little bit for getting the word out, because a lot of these major companies, they won't give you the shine, they won't give you an opportunity to either put your artists on or anything, any product that you're trying to get out, like you you have this vehicle that could just reach anybody anywhere. If you have the right mindset, you could just get the word out. Now, on the flip side of that, the one thing I keep thinking about is if you remember Grandmaster Flash back in the day, he said, "Don't be a slave to no computer." It kind of like has enslaved us too. I must admit it. Like, I feel kind of enslaved. I go to the bathroom and I take my phone. Like, why can't I just go to the bathroom without my phone? It's funny, but it's just so true. So, lately, I've been trying certain things, like to take I call them little blackouts time. Just put it away for like 3 or 4 hours. And try to stay away from it because what we're missing is the humanity part of it. Like read a book,
It's even
stuff, like stuff that we just took for granted now.
when you go to people's houses and you're sitting there, you come to visit somebody, and then when you just wait 5 or 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you look around you, everybody's on their phone, on their iPad.
Yeah, and it's so rude. It's so rude. We lost that. Yeah, it's kind of rude.
They will text you in the same house.
Yeah. It's just not only that, it's just like you have a massive amount of people that are just killing time in one area, you know, which is their phone. I call Facebook. That's not the block now. That's the hood now. We're not outside in front of the stoops no more. We're on the computer or on the phone, and this is our, like, we're in the block. Like certain people are waiting for certain people to show up and be like, yo, what's up? Or certain people are waiting for a girl to be like, you don't remember how they used to holler at the girl? Well, now they have to wait. Oh, she's on. Let me holler at her. Like, this is like the fucking hood now. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's drugs being sold through Facebook too. You know, on top of everything. Like, you know, it's just crazy to me. But
it's a direct access now. And again, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a double-edged sword, because it can work for good things, but it's invasive, and we kind of need it, especially us that we're entrepreneurs and we have products and businesses going. Like, we need to be able to reach a certain amount of people to, you know, while we're sitting down in our office. Like, it's hard to, like, go. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to give up. You always got to give up something for something. I mean,
right.
Basically.
You just got to find a way to balance it, because, you know, it gets, you know, that's what I said. You lose your humanity. Like if you see a certain person's post, if you see your friend's post a lot of the times, you don't feel like, sometimes subconsciously, you don't call them as much anymore. You just stop interacting in that way. You know, you run into them in an event, and then you be like, yeah, I see your post all the time. Be like, damn, what? But we don't talk.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if you see my post, so I don't know if you're even thinking about me, or I don't know if you, like, if we cool them now or something happened, but I know you've been watching, but dang, nobody calls each other. Nobody, you know, I try to call, I try to call you sometimes. I see posts, I'll be like, hold on, I gotta call Emma. What's going on, Emma?
But in another good way too, like, okay, some, you know, people are busy and doing things, and sometimes, you know, at least when you can't talk to them, at least you know that they're doing well. Like, you know, right. So, you know, and when the internet wasn't, you didn't know. Unless you called or bumped into somebody, or somebody came to your block and said, yo, you remember John? Well, this happened
to
them. Oh,
that's
shit.
There's pros and cons to it. Like, back in the day, you remember? Like, right now, people talk, oh, the crime is crazy. They'll shoot you right away. Y'all didn't live in the 80s and 90s. Like, just bodies are dropping every day. Like, the difference, though, it wasn't on Facebook.
Right.
Or the internet. Right. You wouldn't know, you know, Channel 12 wasn't around. You wouldn't know, oh, this person got killed. Like, you would find out days later, yo, someone got killed too. Four blocks from here. Oh, yo, you heard about that went down over there? But now, in the drop of an instant, you got a video, the yellow tape, you got, you know, whatever. You know it right away. So it's like it makes it seem like there's more crime, there's more murder. Like, nah, this is the most safe of these hoods have been. You know what I'm saying? It can't get no worse than what we went through, mid-80s to mid-90s. This was crazy. It was a war zone. But from the internet, you know exactly, and not only the people here, like you in Florida, you would know exactly what's going on over here.
I would know, right.
Yeah.
And again, let me tell another good thing, you know, because, you know, with bad good, but another good thing, like, there's people that are suffering certain such cancer, stuff like that. They're in their home, and the only outlet they have to the outside world is the internet, is social media. You know, that's the only way they really see their loved ones. You know, not having to interact, because that's not, you know, they're feeling a certain way or whatever, but at least they get to see. I have a lot of friends that passed away, and before they passed, you know, they told me that, you know, they were reading my post and that, you know, that they were paying attention to what I was doing. In other words, they were living through me and through other people. So, you know, sometimes I don't want to be writing stuff. And then I think about that, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the post that you put, positive or however, lets another person know, you know, that somebody that's probably homebound or in bed or in the hospital. You know, when I was in the hospital, that's what I was doing, reading everybody's stuff, like, okay, I want to make sure that I want to, you know, if they're in a party or they're doing this or they're doing that. And that kept me alive. That kind of kept me not feeling, you know, so bad about what I was going through when I was in the hospital. So, you know, it's just.
I have a question for you and for your listeners. If because you know this is eventually going to happen, because they're not just going to keep giving us a free ride. If they were to come and say, yo, y'all got to pay for the internet, not just the provider, actually to be on the internet, will you pay for it?
I don't know.
We're customers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think that'll happen. I think they've been trying. They're surely trying to find a way.
I think, you know, they try to control everything. So, you know, eventually they're
going
to say, all right,
you know,
let's put a stop to this.
People
making millions of dollars free.
And people will find other mediums. And maybe, who knows, we'll probably, you know, can be able to come back to the way we used to be, where we actually came outside and had to, you know, find, you know, entertainment on the outside of the computer. So that can be pretty tricky for them, too. If they push us to do that and then we actually start thinking and using our minds, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we can set up a no internet day.
Wow. Oh, my God. Right? Everybody in there and nobody can.
Everybody go to the nearest park and talk to each other.
Wow. What a world that would be.
That's crazy. You know the site Tumblr? The site Tumblr, they have gatherings in parks. They do that. Like, you know, because Tumblr is even harder for you to even know the people. You know, we got about 800 followers on Tumblr, and that's real difficult to get. I've been working that page for over 4 years, and it's genuine followers, right? So what they do from time to time, they are not, you know, some local group from Tumblr will be like, all right, we're going to have a gathering in Washington Square Park or on 14th Street Park, right? And people go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Tumblr is mostly, you know, driven by young people. So that's like, kind of like that, but just imagine if people were to say, well, you know, when we do a barbecue, it's kind of like that. But still, people bring their phones and whatever. It's got to be like a day where nobody, you got to have your phone off. If you get caught using your phone, unless it's a call, you could get thrown off the barbecue.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You could have your phone, but if you're in a park and you have nowhere to plug in and charge, after a while, you're going to really have to concentrate on the people that are there.
No,
like, you know?
Yo, people got backup, you know, chargers, all type of, you know.
It's crazy out here.
And I'm not jealous, because I might be one of the worst culprits there is. I might be, you know, I'm in. I feel like I'm in. I mean, I make my money. Like, I sell my hoodies, my shirts, whatever. The group that we got is just get growing and growing, so I can't complain about it. But sometimes I just feel like right now, like, you know, we got 39,000 members, right? And I go certain places, and I feel like I can't remember everyone. So sometimes I see eyes on me, and I'm like, what's this person looking at? So, you know, the Bronx come here, I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to throw down. Like, yo, what's up? Or I'm looking at them like, whatever. They're like, oh, you David from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican flags out. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, what's up? But it's weird, yo. It's weird. I came out of San Pedro's one day, and I'm waiting for my girl in the cab, and I'm waiting there next to the street, and some dude's looking at me hard. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Let's do it. And he's like, yo, Puerto Rican flags out. Keep doing your thing. I'm like, oh, no, what's up? But it's crazy, you know? Because you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's watching
you. You don't know, because I've been places and meet and greets and stuff where, you know, people are like, oh, my God, I love what you're doing or whatever. And then they start asking you about, so how's your daughter? I'm like, I don't even know you. Ask you for a family.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, so
I'm reloaded.
Yeah, and you know, and now the stalkers have a way to easily stalk. Like, now they really could be in your BI. I got a bunch of fake pages.
I try when I see someone complimenting a little too much, and I see that I go and check their page. I see fake pictures or whatever. Like, I could tell some of them, but some people will hijack other people's pictures all the way down to their family and everything.
Yeah.
You be thinking, all right, this is a legitimate page, and it's not.
You got to keep security on deck. You know who security is? The unfriend and delete button.
Block. Block is the security. I block
them. Blocker.
You can't even see me. I just want to give a shout out. I want to give a rest in peace. I didn't know him too well, but I met him in Isla Verde, and he's a cool dude, and I would see him all the time there. And when I would go to the next spot, the takeout, we would always, sometimes we were eating there, we would chit chat. The kid Alvin, man, he just passed away in a car accident.
Just
wanted
to
give him a shout out. To him, rest in peace,
for sure,
man.
And my condolences to the family and all those affected, all those that knew him and bonded with him, ate with him, drank with him, hung out with him. So definitely condolences go out to everybody.
Yeah, be careful out there driving, man, like just getting warm. And this was in a car, so imagine, the bike.
Yeah.
Especially we got so many friends that are bikers, man. Like, you guys got to be careful.
Yeah.
I love my best friend, man. It's usually not what you do, it's what somebody does to you. You're going so
fast that a
fraction of a second, a person can't see you, and they'll make a stupid mistake and sway, and then next thing you know, you're in the side of the road and fighting for your life, man. So you guys got to be careful out there, man.
Well, in that note, I got something for both of them and all those that are experiencing a loss. I'm going to go with some DMX.
And rest in peace to my Uncle George, man. We just put him to rest. So, number one Met fan.
Okay.
And let's do it.
Will this go out to them?
All right. I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Sneaks in and creeps in.
You're now listening to Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd.
Thank you, everyone, for another blessed Monday. It just goes so quickly. I appreciate everybody that reposted, was on deck, listening through whichever way you can, that called in. Yeah, I appreciate the love always. I'm on next week, man. Prayers to me when I'm going tomorrow for my testing. I know everything's going to be all right because God is first. All those that are still struggling mentally and otherwise, hold on. Don't give up, all right? That's all I ask is don't give up. And when nothing else, man, continue to listen to this song. Be blessed the whole entire week. And I see you here next week. Don't forget, okay? Don't forget the show is archived. And send it to a friend. Sometimes, you know, they need this type of energy. Peace.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
Gonna stand on that bridge. that river.